Federal officials say there's no reproducing population of the invasive Asian carp in the Great Lakes, and the scientists would like to keep it that way. As part of a $51 million control plan for this year, sampling for carp DNA will expand to more of far southern Lake Michigan, western Lake Erie, Saginaw Bay, and possibly Green Bay. Charlie Woolley is deputy regional director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says those waters are relatively shallow and could be Asian carp habitat.
We have ideas and indicators that areas like Green Bay or southern Lake Michigan, Saginaw Bay, might provide optimal habitat for Asian carp. So we want to have a process in place to go out and start to do some routine sampling so that we're ahead of the curve.
Woolley says there will be a meeting this spring with state and tribal biologists before the expanded DNA sampling would go ahead. Also in this year's carp control plan, Leon Carl of the U.S. Geological Survey says there may be some use of pheromones with female carp to attract male carp.
The scenario I would see that being used under is if we should have an eDNA detection where we did not expect it, rather than trying to net the fish, and there may be only one fish there, if we use the pheromone, we could actually bring the fish to us and remove it that way.
Carl says there will also be more use of traps and nets to capture Asian carp, and more testing of an underwater gun to try to repel carp away from the electric barrier in a shipping canal southwest of Chicago. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.